with primary infection when the economics of the infection were not much different than the panic years of my father and his son. Her father, particularly, was a scholar and went to one-room schoolhouse, and at age 14 was qualified to go off to college, and had no more than a year and a half of college, and he learned that his professor wasn't teaching him any more than he could learn on his own, and continued to teach himself. And when I first met him, I found that as a lawyer, I had some difficulty because he was perhaps even more conversant with tax law than I was, having studied it and having been exposed to it from the original tax law of 1913. And I quickly recognized the tax service on his shelves in his office, and I had to be sure that I was discussing the tax matter with him from not only my exposure, but from the books, because he would challenge my questions and my answers. Always in a friendly fashion. And he was an absolute gem of a father-in-law, as a son of a gem of a mother. And getting back to your question as to our children, we did have one stroke of good fortune of five children. The three, Barbara, Susan, and Richard, were exposed to a different society as they were growing up than Helen and Kit. And to the extent that we had a more difficult time with Helen and Jim, we offset that by directing them to Barbara, Susan, and Richard. And they would get their answers if they had difficult questions, and accept the answers more readily than Barbara, Susan, Richard, than they might have accepted them from their mother and father, who were a little bit out of time. I'm sure you do, and I think those who are interested would understand this. And with that good fortune and the blessing, really, I would like to say that we kind of have blessings about that, and we feel that they do have good solid value. And that's about the suggestion that they don't do things that don't always coincide with our judgment or opinion. And so we try to accommodate ourselves to them, and in all fairness to them, we try to accommodate ourselves and do a great work to do. So that's a blessing.
Would you say that they were brought up similarly to the way you were brought up?
It may be distinctly, but still in a different way. In this respect, while Selma was exposed to perhaps a more affluent youth than I was, her sense of value and her parents were never extravagant. And I don't mean extravagant in the sense of denying themselves or indulging themselves, but they were always recognized as very solid trying to be fair to them and to respond to your questions. Generous people within their lifestyle. My parents were equally the same, being less able to do some of the things that some of the parents were able to do. And I say this because our children, fortunately, were exposed to their grandparents as well as to their parents with the exception of Jim and Helen. They were younger, but they were still three older ones exposed to the Wieners and the maternal grandparents and the birth grandparents and the paternal grandparents. They had, our children, they had all campers, the summer camp life. I did not have that. Some had it only as he was a 14 or 16 year old wife, because he was the only one that really came north. He came north to see. They spent their vacations, the children spent their vacations with their parents, but they did have the summer vacation life because they would leave Shreveport or Dallas and go to the mountains. Air conditioning was not popular, and they would have to safely hop the other seats. Our children, for example, went to private school. We would tell them that I went to private school, or did tell them that my brother, my sister, or did my sister and brother. You know, they were all college graduates. My brother Lewis was a businessman, and he's a non-professional, but he, as you may know, equally appropriate to say, a very successful businessman. To some extent, I think he often felt that I was unfair, that I was committed to the legal profession and not to sharing some of the businesses. Our children, notwithstanding their summer camp life, were always self-motivated. And I think I can say that with a great deal of pride and accuracy, because while I'm sure we were influencing them, I'm not aware of ever having to say, in the most polite fashion, we want you to do this or that. We don't want you to do this or that. I'm sure we said that, but if we did, it was about some relatively minor thing. We did not tell them, for example, that they should be good students. We encouraged it, and we found that they were self-motivated, and I think that after inspired by whatever they saw around them, and I would like them to feel this to be inspired. They were all good students, and they did not have to impose sanctions for their delinquency. And they all married well. And three of them, I must say, married out of the faith. They were remarkably fine spouses. And continue to enjoy active, happy, and family life and responsibility that they assumed at an early age. We still have two young people, but they're only young insofar as the fact that they're still in the academic world. Not so young because they took 2 years in graduate work after they finished college, and Jim and Mac, who Mac is a Smith graduate, and Jim is a Harvard graduate, they both finished college, married after they finished, went to Oxford for 2 years to do graduate work.
Jim and Mac is Jim's
wife. Mac is Jim's wife. And her name is Frances McKee Winston. better known as Matt. I have to think hard to remember her full name.
And those two are still.
They're both in their last year at Harvard Law School.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they finished, Jim finished at Harvard College and Matt Smith, and they went to Oxford for 2 years. That's the equivalent of a master's degree. And then applied to law school. And they were both accepted fortunately at Harvard. They're both Phi Beta Kappas, neither could lie. And I always kid Jim because Max was accepted at a couple law schools, not knowing whether she'd get into Harvard, and they were not prepared to go to different law schools or go to the same. And Jim was accepted at the same law school, but she was accepted at Harvard first. But Max was elected to Phi Beta Kappa before
first.
Jim was.
But she got her first.
Thank you.
I don't.
I don't think any research or something.